I'm Heather Vale, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Kate Hibbard-Gaines, Director of Development for Three Square. Their 14th annual holiday match campaign runs through the end of the year. This initiative is designed to double your impact in our community throughout the holiday season. Kate, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, Heather. Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So I know that most people have heard of Three Square, but what exactly is it?
Sure. For those who aren't aware, Three Square is Southern Nevada's only food bank and largest hunger relief organization. We are part of the Feeding America Network, and some might be familiar with Feeding America, the largest domestic hunger relief organization. And they essentially support nearly 200 food banks across the country. And we are the only Feeding America affiliated food bank here in Southern Nevada. We serve four counties, Lincoln, Nye, Clark, and Esmeralda. It's about a 41,000 square mile service area that we have, but because of where it's most densely populated, most of our work happens here in Clark County.
Okay. Now, there are other food-related organizations in the Valley, but you're saying that Three Square is different because it's the only food bank?
That's correct. And we partner with about 150 other nonprofit partners. We call them our agency partners. And these are soup kitchens, food pantries, places where folks are actually going to receive food. We are essentially serving those other 150 agency partners as opposed to individuals coming to our facility. They're usually not. They're going to the pantries and to the soup kitchens and to the other designated areas around the community.
Okay, so if someone was to go to the Three Square website and look for a food distribution center near them, would they end up at one of those agency partners?
More than likely they would, yes.
Okay, and then sometimes do people come to Three Square directly?
They do. And should they come to our main campus, we equip them with some information that gets them directed to their closest pantry or closest agency partner. Also, at our East Campus, we have a call center where we do take some walk-ins and folks can speak to a representative and kind of get connected to the resources that they might need throughout the Valley.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the annual holiday match campaign. How exactly does that double the impact of people who are donating to the food bank?
Yeah. So typically for every dollar donated to Three Square, we're able to turn that into three meals. And that comes a lot from our purchasing and buying power. And because we receive a lot of donated product coming in during the holiday match campaign, which begins November 1st and runs through the end of the calendar year, those dollars can have double the impact thanks to some of our corporate partners who have stepped up to provide those matching funds. And that includes the Boyd Gaming Corporation, Nevada Gold Mines operated by Barrick, and Intermountain Healthcare.
Okay, awesome. So let's back up for a second. $1 normally buys three meals. That sounds like a lot of food for a dollar.
Yeah, you know, it is. And it's something that most food banks are really able to, again, we are a procurement and distribution hub. And so we're really able to stretch that dollar a lot farther than, say, you or I can when we go to the grocery store, especially these days. And so we really try to maximize those donations and then be very efficient with every dollar that comes in.
Okay. And so now a dollar is going to buy six meals with the holiday match campaign.
Yeah. During the holiday match campaign, every dollar donated can provide up to six meals. So having just a really great impact across the Valley and throughout the community.
Okay. So if people want to help out with that initiative, where can they donate?
Sure. The best thing to do is to head to threesquare.org. You can click on donate. And while you're there, you could even sign up to volunteer. You could learn more about the issue of hunger, or perhaps you might even know somebody that might need some help. And that's where you can also find resources to get food.
Do people ever make food donations as well? Or is it better for them to make monetary donations and then you spend it in the way that you do?
Yes, we do get food donations, and we know that that is sometimes the way people want to give back, and that is certainly more than welcomed. But again, with our purchasing power and with our buying power, as a food bank, we're typically purchasing or getting donated into the food bank, you know, sometimes truckloads of food. And so you can think when you're ordering at such a large scale, we're able to really maximize and be efficient with every single dollar. So, but for those who would like to give food, we have a list on our website of some of those more desirable products you might think about, protein products, right? So think canned tuna or chicken or peanut butter, all kinds of different things that are on there.
Nice. Okay. So you mentioned it starts on November 1st. So this is a full 2-month campaign where anything that people donate is going to be matched and doubled, and there's no limit to how much that could be?
That's correct.
That's awesome.
Yep. It's great. I mean, we have so many great community partners that want to give back and believe in the power of giving, and we're really fortunate.
Yeah, that's incredible. Okay, so once again, 3square.org is the best place to go if you want to donate to the Holiday Match campaign. It starts November 1st and runs through the end of the year. So the full month of November, the full month of December, through Thanksgiving, through Christmas, through all the holiday season, we're having the Holiday Match campaign. And for every dollar that you donate, normally 3square can provide up to 3 meals, but now every dollar that you donate can provide up to 6 meals for people who are food insecure throughout the valley and throughout. Does that also go to the other, you mentioned 4 counties?
That's correct. Yeah. So it covers our whole service area. And, you know, the unfortunate reality is right now that 1 out of 8 individuals in our community is facing hunger. 1 out of 6 children in our community lives in a food insecure household. And so every little bit that we can do, especially during the holidays and as we head into the new year, will really make a difference and can make a difference in someone's life.
Absolutely. That's a lot of difference. So 1 out of 8 people in the community suffering from food insecurity. It sounds like a lot.
Yes. Like, I mean, the recent data showing that, you know, during the pandemic, of course, we hit a peak, right, of an historic highs on the number of folks facing food insecurity. The numbers are starting to trend downwards. It's about over 274,000 individuals in our community that are facing hunger. That's still a pretty high number for sure. And what that also means and how we get that information is that of those 1 in 8 food insecure residents in Southern Nevada, they're missing nearly 6 meals per week. So if you think about that, so it's not necessarily that they're going hungry every day or they may not have a meal in front of them. It's that they don't know where their next meal is coming from all the time. And so that's where 3square and so many of our agency partners are there to support those individuals in need. Just a few weeks ago, actually, I went and my team and I, we decided to take a half day and go out and volunteer in the community and get engaged in some of the programs that 3square runs. And one is our senior meals that takes place at libraries.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the experience to opportunity to kind of serve nearly 200 seniors a hot meal. And everyone had a different story and everyone had a different reason for being there. And we actually received a really great note just this week from one of those lunches. One of the participants wrote it down on a napkin. If I can, I'd love to share that.
Yeah.
They wrote, "My name is Eugene. Just want to thank you for the food and for the opportunity I have to meet people. Made some friends already. I love going to the library, and that's why I learned about this, which I needed right now because I just lost my job recently." So Here's someone in the community that just, lost their job, was already going to the library and realized, wow, I qualify for these meals. And now he's not only getting a nutritious meal, but making friends. And who knows, maybe he's going to make some connections and get back into the workforce again.
Yeah, that's great. So obviously 3square is making a lot of impact in this community. And if you're listening and you want to help out, that's a great time to do it during the Holiday Match campaign, because every dollar you donate, again, it can buy up to 6 meals, which is absolutely incredible. So 3square.org is the place to go to. You can make your donation there, or you can sign up to volunteer if you'd like to donate your time. And the information is available at 3square.org. And remember that the Holiday Match campaign is running through November and December. So every dollar that you donate is going to get matched. And Kate, I want to thank you so much for being here and sharing this initiative with us and letting people know how they can help out with this situation in the valley where 1 out of 8 people in the community are suffering from hunger, at least some of the time. So it's incredible what you're doing. And I really want to thank you for being here and sharing it with us.
Well, thanks for having us, Heather. And thank you to all your listeners that are out there. We truly appreciate the support from everyone.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
I'm Heather Vale, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm speaking with Dr. Rebecca Edgeworth, physician and assistant professor with Touro University, Nevada, and Katrina Grigsby Thedford, executive director of the Nevada Homeless Alliance. Dr. Edgeworth has been teaching at Touro for the past 10 years. Katrina is a licensed social worker and certified drug and alcohol counselor with over a decade of professional experience working with those experiencing homelessness, which she herself has gone through as well. The two organizations are partnering for Project Homeless Connect to serve the Las Vegas Valley's homeless and low-income population. Thank you both so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having us.
So Dr. Edgeworth, for those who aren't familiar, what is Touro University?
Touro University is a graduate education program. We are in Henderson, and we teach doctors, osteopathic doctors, physician assistants, occupational therapy, physical therapy, and APN program.
Okay. And Katrina, what's the Nevada Homeless Alliance?
So the Nevada Homeless Alliance is a nonprofit organization. We've been here in Southern Nevada since 1992. And we operate under four particular pillars. They are policy and advocacy, education. We train providers in the community on best practices to work with those experiencing homelessness and housing insecurity barriers. We do a lot of collaboration in the community through our monthly provider meetings and our newsletter. And we also provide direct services. So we have a few programs in place where we assist people with filling in those gaps. It may be an ID or birth certificate. It may be a gas voucher here, there, car repair, help on a deposit or utility bill. So we're kind of like a wide umbrella of multiple different services, but our main pillar is collaborating with the community to come together to bring resources to those who are most in need.
Okay. And Katrina, how bad is the homeless problem in Nevada?
So our point in time count this year has well over 6,000 people that were counted at the end of December or either beginning of February of this year. It was almost 1,000 person increase in comparison to our 2022 point in time count. This is a count that HUD requires communities to do, where there is a certain day and a certain time period where we go out and visually count individuals experiencing unsheltered homelessness and the individuals who are in shelters. Those numbers are reported. So this is just one night. It's a snapshot of what we see in our community. So again, since 2022 has increased almost 1,000 people. And the biggest increase was unsheltered homelessness. So our community is trying to band together to kind of figure out what to do about this crisis, because we know wages are low, housing is expensive, and, you know, people experiencing homelessness or low income have multiple barriers, such as criminal history, maybe an eviction here or there, and people are not making three times the rent. So those are the main barriers that we see in our community to housing. And until we kind of tackle that in the policy arena, I think we'll continue to see an increase in homelessness, because we have to kind of work from the ground up to get these individuals what they need and help them get employed and get the services they need to self-sustain.
Okay. Now, what's your personal story with experiencing homelessness?
Well, I endured a tragic event early 2000. I was living in Seattle, and my best course of action was not to deal with the problem, to run from the problem. So in my head, the problem was Seattle. And so I moved to Vegas in 2000 with plans to start a hair salon, because I'm a hairstylist by trade. Well, I was in my former life. Mm-hmm. And I came here, and just through going through depression, situational depression, not knowing how to openly talk about things and just holding everything, then I turned to drugs and alcohol. And that led me to be literally homeless on the streets of Las Vegas from 2000 and 2009. Actually, Las Vegas and Reno. And, you know, I never went to a shelter or food banks. So I did some colorful things for money, for drugs. And it wasn't until 2009 when I was just tired of living that way. I finally looked at myself in the mirror and I didn't recognize myself. And I said a prayer. I just said, help me. And I was arrested or rescued the next day, sent to jail, and I completed a 6-month rehab. And so I just celebrated 14 years of sobriety on October 20th this year. And so, you know, it was all due to just that situational depression, not knowing how to talk about things, not trusting anyone, and just holding everything in and not asking for help. So we encourage people that we work with to, hey, what do you need? You know, like honesty is really important. And so we build rapport. Often takes multiple engagements for people to open up about what they're really going through. And so just from my personal experience and my education and my career experience, you know, this is just something I'm really passionate about in our community, is working alongside of those people experiencing homelessness and trying to help them find their way back up.
Yeah, that's awesome. And congratulations on your 14 years of sobriety.
Thank you.
And for turning your life around, and especially for giving back and helping other people who are going through the same situation through the Nevada Homeless Alliance. Now, the Nevada Homeless Alliance is putting on the annual Project Homeless Connect event, and Turo is the medical provider. Can you tell us more about the Project Homeless Connect and how the organizations are working together to bring help to the community?
So this is a very well-known event that happens every year in our community. It was previously called the Homeless Stand Down. And a lot of people remember it from being at Cashman Center or Cashman Field, which is no longer there anymore. The building is there, but we don't have the event there. So what happens is that we just reach out to providers all over the community, because everyone in the community knows about this event. We let them know this event is coming up. They have the opportunity to register for different sections. So we have a medical section, for instance. We have a community section. We have a veteran section, a youth section, families and senior section. And so we send out the information to individuals about, you know, the date and the venue, and the agency sign up for a table to provide information and or services on the spot to those individuals that will enter the event looking for help. And so just due to the organization and the Project Homeless Connect being really known in the community, it's really an easy task nowadays. It's just, hey, we're having an event. We need all the providers there we can get. And we see well over 100 agencies that sign up every year.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Now, Dr. Edgeworth, Turo is the medical and dental provider at the event. Tell us how you're contributing to the event.
Well, Turo University Nevada is very committed to providing care to people who don't have access to care in our community. So this is a great partnership, and we actually partner with Nevada Homeless Alliance year round. At the event, though, it's really maybe we should all consider that when people are medically not doing well, that they can't really be productive members of the community. And so medical care, obviously mental health care, those are all very important. This section provides same-day services. Turo University will be providing medical care, as will other agencies like Anthem and HPN. We also have other agencies that are providing free dental care. These are same-day services. You can come and get your vaccines with the district, the health district, foot checks, vision checks, all same-day services, all provided for free right then and there.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Now, when and where is the event taking place this year?
Okay, so the event will be at the Cambridge Recreation Center, which is located at 3930 Cambridge, over near the Boulevard Mall. So it's really important that people remember Cambridge Recreation Center, because there is a Cambridge Community Center as well that's facing Maryland Parkway. And Cambridge Recreation Center is facing Cambridge. And that address, again, is 3930 Cambridge. The event will be held on November 21st. It's easy to remember, Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And we will start providing services at 9 a.m. through 4 p.m.
Okay. And who is invited to come and take part in the services?
anyone who is in need of services can enter. So we often serve low-income residents. So though we're called Nevada Homeless Alliance, we strive to serve people who are low-income, housing insecure, and or homeless. So we get people who have their own apartments, stand in hotel motels, people who just see the event and stop through, and often those individuals who are not homeless, as well as the people who are homeless or at risk of homeless, often find a service that they would not have had if they had not came to the event. And so it's an event that serves just a lot of people. Like, we get parents that come in with their children, and, you know, in the family session, there may be mentorship and things like that. And that family may not be homeless, but they're leaving there with valuable information that can, in essence, make their lives or parenting, whatever their situation is, better.
That's awesome. Now, if people are listening and they want to help out either as a volunteer or by making a donation of some sort, what are the options available for that?
So individuals can make a donation by going to our website. It is www.NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. And there is a little donate icon at the top right-hand corner. Individuals can click there and make a monetary donation. We're also going to be taking monetary donations at the event. So it's just really important that people know that people can drop off a monetary donation on Monday, November 20th, between 2 and 5 p.m., or Tuesday, November 21st, between 9 and 4 p.m. We're also accepting in-kind donations. That could be clothing, water, whatever that looks like, hygiene kits, food. We're actually seeking our organizations to help us feed everyone this year. Those donations can be dropped off at our office, or we can pick those up. To contact me, it will be Katrina, C-A-T-R-I-N-A, at NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. That's my email address for anyone who wants to donate in-kind goods prior to the event. However, individuals can drop off in-kind donations on Monday, November 20th, between 2 and 5 p.m. right at Cambridge Recreation Center, or they can show up at the event on Tuesday, November 21st, between 9 and 4. So we're open on the day of to take in-kind donations, but we prefer to get those in advance so we can get things sorted and placed properly so that people who need those items can grab them and keep moving along to the next service.
Awesome. Okay. And Dr. Edgeworth, where could people go if they want to find out more about Touro University?
You would go to TouroUniversityNevada.edu would be the best place. And that would be for prospective students or to find out more about what we do in the community.
Nice. Okay. And so, Katrina, you said the website for the Nevada Homeless Alliance is NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. And people can find out more about Project Homeless Connect there as well?
Yes, there is a tab in the center of the page that says Project Homeless Connect. And if a person clicks that tab, they can learn about how to register as a provider, how to volunteer, how to donate. There's a wish list of items that we need and some other information on that website, as well as the flyer, the address, and things like that.
Okay, perfect. So once again, if you want to find out more about Touro University, if maybe you want to be a student there or you want to find out how they help out in the community, TouroUniversityNevada.edu is the website to go to. That's T-O-U-R-O, UniversityNevada.edu for education, TouroUniversityNevada.edu. And if you want to find out more about what Nevada Homeless Alliance does, that's NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. Now, upcoming on Tuesday, November 21st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. is the annual Project Homeless Connect event, the huge event that takes place every year. And Touro will be one of the medical providers, but there's over 100 food providers there, giving services for free through the whole day from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's happening at Cambridge Recreation Center, 3930 Cambridge Street, near the Boulevard Mall, Cambridge Recreation Center. If you'd like to volunteer, go ahead and go to NevadaHomelessAlliance.org, NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. And if you want to make a donation, you can also do that there. If you'd like to donate in kind, so clothing, water, hygiene products, food, whatever, you can do that on Monday, November 20th, the day before the event, Monday, November 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. And you can also make a monetary donation in person, or you can do it online at NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. Now, I want to thank you both so much for being here and letting us know about this amazing event that helps the community so much. And how long has this been going on? How many years?
This is our 31st, 32nd. Previously, it was very small events where we just gathered a few providers together and gave out information, and then it morphed into this really huge yearly event. So it's just really exciting to be here once again. I just want to also share that last year we saw 873 clients, but the medical, dental, and vision section provided about 1,786 unduplicated services.
Wow.
So that is our biggest section where they see the most people. So I'm just grateful to partner with Dr. Edgeworth and Touro University. And I hope to see you guys out there.
Yeah, that's so fantastic. So many people that you're helping, and for over three decades. So once again, Project Homeless Connect is the name of the event, and you can find out more about it at NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. And it's taking place on Tuesday, November 21st, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cambridge Recreation Center near Boulevard Mall. And I want to thank you both so much for being here and sharing with us what you're doing to help out the community, not only in this event, but all year round. So I really appreciate you both being here and sharing. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
I'm Heather Vail, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is Bob Evans, Ambassador Spokesperson for Movember. During the month of November, men around the world grow mustaches to help change the face of men's health. This movement helps raise awareness and funds for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. Bob, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
So how did this whole Movember thing start?
Started 20 years ago when a few friends were in Melbourne, Australia, and having a pint or two, and they were really praising the women in their lives with pink and breast cancer. And they said, there's nothing around men's health. And so they decided to challenge each other to grow a mo, which is slang for a mustache in Australia. And when they did that in the month of November, we call it Movember, it started a lot of conversations where people would say, what's going on with the hair on your upper lip? And they would say, thanks for asking. I'm raising awareness around men's health. That's how it all started back in 2003.
Wow. Okay. So we're actually at the 20th anniversary of this movement.
Absolutely. And it continues to grow and raise awareness. You know, men die in the U.S. 6 years earlier than women. And we're trying to change that and raise awareness around men. You know, one in eight will get prostate cancer, and to change the stigma around men's mental health. It's okay to not be okay. So talk to a friend and lean on someone and get support.
Now, it seems like such a small thing. It's just a mustache. It's just a piece of facial hair. So how has that, the Movember movement, helped to actually change the face of men's health during these past two decades?
Yeah, men will start the month of Movember clean shaven. They'll grow their mo and, you know, post pictures on their Movember website. And again, it's a conversation starter. It's an opportunity for someone to say, what's with the mustache? And you can do any style you'd like, be creative. And it allows men to have that conversation that I am raising awareness around men's health. Thanks for asking. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about 1 in 8 men. Let's talk about men's mental health. That's the way we're changing the face of men's health.
And why do men need to start talking more about these health issues?
Yeah, men traditionally don't. Men don't talk about things below the belt or mental health. And the women in our lives tend to be more open and more conversational. And so with men dying too young and 4 out of 5 suicides are men, you know, we need to start the conversation and stop men from dying too young.
Yeah. Now, speaking of women, is Movember just for men, or are there any ways that women can get involved as well?
Great question, Heather. Both men and women can get involved. When the men get involved and go to Movember.com and establish a page and a campaign, we call them Mobros. And when women go and establish their page and raise awareness, we call them Mo Sisters. And it's very important to have the women in our lives help support, raise awareness around men's health.
And what about on a day-to-day basis? Do you have women wearing fake mustaches just for the point of starting the conversation?
Yeah, that's a great question. And yes, we do. We have, you know, sometimes people will host events and women will have the fake mustaches. And it's important to, you know, really celebrate the raising awareness around men's health. And so you can have a movement, if you will, or a Mo event. And yeah, women can wear the fake mustaches and take the pictures and have fun with that as well.
Nice. So what prompted you originally to become an ambassador for Movember?
Yeah, great question. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer back in March of 2009. Unfortunately, it's the aggressive kind, the kind that kills men. I've been fortunate to work with some great doctors along the way, but Movember.com gives me a platform that I can leverage to help raise awareness. And it's not just my story, but it's a lot of other stories of men that, you know, were diagnosed, may have had family history. But in my case, a neighbor shot me the link to Movember.com, and I checked it out and fell in love with the organization and all the hard work that they do in terms of investing in more than 1,300, you know, projects globally around men's health.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. So growing the mustaches raises awareness, but how does the organization raise funds to make a difference with these health issues?
So that's a great question. When I go to Movember.com, I create my own webpage and, you know, I post some pictures, and maybe it's pictures that you know, I grow my mo the first week, second week, third week, fourth week. But I send out regular messages to coworkers, family, friends, that I'm trying to raise awareness with not only my health, but also people around me so that they can be aware that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer. And before my diagnosis, I didn't know it was that many people.
Yeah, I had no idea either. Now, you were lucky enough to have a neighbor who reached out to you and let you know about Movember. But for those of us who have a friend or a loved one who's struggling either with a cancer diagnosis, cancer treatment, or mental health issues, which are sometimes more hidden, how do we start that conversation with that person who's actually suffering?
That's a great question. So it really is just being open about, you know, asking, how are you doing? How's your health? And that can be just a great wide open question. It's also recognizing the signals. You know, maybe you have some friends that, you know, active, you know, you go out and you do things, and maybe there's one person in the group that's not as engaged as they used to be. Those are the people you want to reach out to because they might be struggling, and men try and hide it. And so I have friends that ask me, and I ask friends, how are you doing? And it's not just how's your health, but how's your mental health? And, you know, we can't be bashful about asking that question.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've mentioned the website Movember.com, M-O-V-E-M-B-E-R.com, and you've mentioned that people can start their own webpage there either as a Mobro or a Mosista. What else happens when people visit Movember.com?
Great question. There's so many resources on Movember.com about men's health and learning more about, you know, the Movember initiative and some of the projects that they're funding. But more importantly, I can go to Movember.com and learn more about prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and men's mental health. So that's the great resource to learn more about it.
Awesome. Okay. So Movember.com is the website to go to, Movember.com. You can start your own webpage to start raising awareness for these men's health issues, including prostate cancer. 1 in 8 men get prostate cancer, also testicular cancer, mental health, suicide prevention. So Movember.com, you can start your own page. Whether you are a man or a woman, you can be a Mo Bro or a Mo Sister, start a webpage, learn more there, plenty of resources to find out more about the various issues. So Movember.com is the place to go. And we've been speaking with Bob Evans, ambassador spokesperson for Movember. And Bob, I want to thank you so much for being here, sharing your story and sharing these resources and this information with us today. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks for having me, Heather. Have a great day.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
You're listening to the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. I'm Heather Vail, and I'm speaking with Gary Culp, Chief Growth Officer for Cigna Healthcare's Medicare Advantage business. The Medicare open enrollment period runs from October 15th through December 7th, and it's an important time for those age 65 and older, which is nearly 15% of us here in Las Vegas, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Gary, thank you so much for being here today.
Heather, thanks for having me too.
So what exactly happens during the annual Medicare open enrollment period?
Such a great question. And you know, for Medicare beneficiaries, they really need to be thinking about this time of year, because from October 15th through December 7th, it gives them the opportunity to take a look at what healthcare coverage they're on today and make some decisions for the following year that kind of lock them in for the 2024 plan year for the plans that they offer.
Okay, now what are the different kinds of plans that Medicare beneficiaries could consider?
You know, they can consider staying on traditional Medicare. They can also consider supplementing that with a Medicare supplement. But you know, more than half of Americans today, which represents over 30 million Americans, have chosen a Medicare Advantage plan. And they do that for several reasons, one of which is the multiple value-added benefits are included in a Medicare Advantage plan over traditional Medicare. Things like fitness, transportation, and also prescription drug coverage.
Okay, so basically there's two buckets to choose from. There's Medicare Advantage and there's traditional Medicare. How do they look at these different options and figure out which would be best for them?
Well, you know, Heather, healthcare is very personal. So it's really looking at it from the perspective of what is most important for the individual. So in a Medicare Advantage plan, they can look at options, particularly in like the local market there, where there's zero premium options, no additional premium, where they can get added benefits on top of traditional Medicare, things like I'd mentioned around transportation, fitness, hearing, vision, and prescription drug plans that they may not have in their traditional Medicare with a Medicare supplement or a prescription drug plan.
Okay, so what exactly is the difference? Traditional Medicare is through the government and Medicare Advantage is through private healthcare plans?
So traditional Medicare is what, you know, most 65 plus year olds in the U.S. have access to. And with traditional Medicare, they can have that as their, you know, Medicare coverage. They can also add a wrap around that known as a Medicare supplement, or they can opt to go to a Medicare Advantage plan. The Medicare Advantage plans are contracted with the federal government, but they are through private insurance companies like Cigna, and they offer benefits that are above and beyond traditional Medicare.
Okay. And then what would be included in, for example, a traditional Medicare coverage supplement?
Sure. So for traditional Medicare, really it's covered services like, you know, traditional medical services for in and out patient, for example, which would also be covered in a Medicare Advantage plan. The biggest difference is the added benefits that you get in a Medicare Advantage plan that you wouldn't get in traditional Medicare. So many people opt for a Medicare Advantage plan because they get all of what they have in traditional Medicare and more. Those things like I'd mentioned around transportation. So for example, you know, if someone needs help in terms of getting to and from a doctor's visit because they don't drive, or maybe there's ambulatory issues because of health reasons, then a Medicare Advantage plan, you know, many of them offer a transportation benefit that can help them get to and from that doctor's visit. Also, original Medicare does not cover most drugs. And so Medicare Advantage plans, many of them offer drugs that are included in the Medicare Advantage plan. So for those prescription drugs, and through retail pharmacies in local communities. So it makes it really easy for access to be able to have coverage for those prescription drugs that are really important for preventative care and also treating existing kind of health issues. The other is that many aging Americans, you know, are looking for, you know, staying healthy and staying fit. So having a fitness benefit is a great way to, you know, stay healthy and fit and be preventative around health overall. And, you know, many of the Medicare Advantage plans like Cigna offer the fitness benefits as part of their core benefits for the Medicare Advantage plan. And then things like hearing and vision. So, you know, as we age, sometimes we need little assistance in terms of our hearing, and benefits that are included for that as well are very helpful. So many people opt, in fact, about half of the Medicare population today, about 51%, have opted for a Medicare Advantage plan over traditional Medicare.
Okay. Now, how is Magic Johnson involved in spreading this message to people who are new to Medicare?
Well, such a great question. So Irvin Johnson, actually, you know, many of us know him for his incredible, you know, career in basketball. And what some don't know is that he actually is an incredible entrepreneur and spends a lot of time in terms of helping underserved communities and people with health as well. So Cigna and Magic Johnson have actually partnered to help in terms of getting the word out around different healthcare options that help Americans in terms of navigate the healthcare system. And, you know, having him aligned with our Medicare programs is really an exciting opportunity because Mr. Johnson is actually aging himself. So he is, you know, going to be 65 in about a year. And right now he's navigating the healthcare system to determine what is the right option for him. And, you know, he kind of makes the joke about being a rookie. And so I know many of us are rookies around Medicare and maybe aging into Medicare. And so having an opportunity to work with someone like a Cigna, for example, to help in terms of navigating is a great way to, you know, really understand what the options are that are available and what might be right for you or your family in terms of the healthcare options that, you know, exist, and make the right decision. So Magic Johnson's helping us in terms of spreading, you know, that healthcare message, and it aligns directly with the work that he's doing in terms of community outreach and helping the communities that he serves as well in terms of, you know, improving their health.
Nice. Okay. So where could listeners go if they wanted to get more information about the various Medicare options, the benefits of Medicare Advantage, and other things that they need to make decisions during open enrollment?
Sure. There's actually a few different resources. One is Medicare.gov. That's the government website for Medicare, which will give the opportunity to compare different plans. And then for Cigna, we also have a website with a lot of information around making decisions around your Medicare selection. And that's at CignaMedicareInformation.com, as well as we have individuals that are on the phone to be able to help over the phone. And there's a toll-free number at 877-349-2897, where we can actually talk through what it is that, you know, might be the right solution for individuals who are looking for Medicare options within the market.
Nice. Okay. So once again, Medicare.gov, if you want more information on traditional Medicare, that's Medicare.gov. If you want to compare the benefits between traditional Medicare and Medicare Advantage, you can check out the information at CignaMedicareInformation.com. That's C-I-G-N-A, MedicareInformation.com, or give them a call at 877-349-2897, 877-349-2897. And Gary, I want to thank you so much for being here and walking us through what some of the differences are, the pros and cons, the benefits, and helping people make decisions during open enrollment. So thank you so much for your time.
Heather, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Heather Vail, and this is the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show. Joining me is American Legion National Commander Daniel J. Seehafer. As Veterans Day approaches, it's important to keep in mind that suicide prevention among veterans is the top priority for the American Legion. Dan, thank you so much for being here today.
It's great to be here, Heather.
So how prevalent is veteran suicide?
Well, as I've been going around in my travels, you know, you hear those statistics, and the statistics range from 22. That's usually the number that people will kind of repeat, the 22 a day. Some will say 17, 18. I know there's reports from the University of Alabama and other educated resources out there that could say it could even be more than double that. So if you could imagine that, and it's because of the way it's recorded with suicide, and instead of a suicide, they'll record it as an accident. So that's how they're saying more than double. So with that, we would say, wow, that's a lot. And for us as the American Legion, we have just started a new mission, and it's not a catchy phrase or some kind of little slang word here, but we're talking about be the one. And it's really making inroads in our ability to, try to destigmatize the answer of saying, hey, I need some help. We always want to be in the forefront of asking, hey, are you okay? How's it going? Kind of thing. From there, we want to listen, because a lot of it is people talking. They just need somebody to talk to. And obviously with our members the whole American Legion family is nearly 3 million. Obviously we're not counselors and things like that, but the good Lord gave us two ears, so we can certainly listen. And then if there's an issue, we are going to reach out. We're going to embrace that male or female and seek help. And part of that is not only to be the one, that's our mission, but how do we accomplish this? And what we've been doing is buddy checks. It's something that we started right here years ago, and now even the VA has picked it up, and they just had a celebration and a kickoff in the middle of October dealing with Buddy Week Check. And with that, we're talking about being aware of the situation and reaching out for help.
Okay. So the campaign is called the Be the One campaign. And if listeners want to be the one to make a difference and help stop veterans from taking their own lives, you're saying it's as simple as being there, listening, and then reaching out for help if necessary?
Yeah, you know, when we talk about this, this comes from a couple other people too. You know, in life, we have issues, you know, but the main two deals with relationships and financial. And we're finding out that when you look down and see how people react, of course, we don't have a magic wand, you know, where we're waving around and everything's going to be honky-dory again, but we're aware, and it's okay to talk about it. But we're finding out that these are two main reasons that you start going in a spiral direction down, and people then realize or have that understanding that they feel that, you know, what's the point? You know, why live anymore? Or I'm better off, you know, ending in my life. And we always say, no, no, no. You have purpose. We want you to be a part of us. We want you. We need you. And, you know, instead of talking about death, we talk about life. And that's why, Heather, the beauty in our organization is when I'm on the road and I'm talking about this with Feed the One, and how our organization actually changes lives and saves lives. That's the bottom line. We change lives and we save lives. And it's very impactful, especially when we're coming up on Veterans Day, that everyone in life has definitely a purpose. And they could be a part of us as well. And we together can reach out and save others and change others as well.
Yeah. Now, if a veteran or a family member, a loved one of a veteran does get to that point where they feel it's important to reach out, who do you recommend they reach out to?
Well, usually with us, we have a system where if it's a post, we have 8,000 brick posts out there, and technically just a tad over 10,000 posts nationwide. But going to a post, if you know somebody, just going to one of our posts and reaching out on commanders. Sometimes what they do is we have departments. So anything, if you want to find anything like that, the simple answer is just to go to legion.org. We also have, in time of an emergency, you always have that 988 number, and then they can press also 1. So 988, press 1. And that will get you right to somebody that knows then that you're a veteran. That's the national suicide line. But that would, one would be in crisis. One would be where you, a flag might go up saying, hey, we need to counsel, or we need to reach out. Would you, and that's where the family of the local community comes together.
Okay, awesome. So where can people find out more about the American Legion's Be the One campaign to prevent veteran suicide?
Good question. So simply just go to legion.org. You can also go to betheone.org. So it's the American Legion website, but betheone.org. And more information can definitely be gathered right there.
Okay, perfect. So legion.org is the website for the American Legion. That's legion.org. If you want to find out more about the Be the One campaign to prevent veteran suicide, the website is betheone.org, betheone.org. And for veterans in crisis, you can call the National Suicide Prevention Helpline, which is 988, and then press 1 for veterans. So 9881. And again, the website for the Be the One campaign, betheone.org. And we've been speaking with National Commander of the American Legion, Daniel J. Seehafer. And Commander Seehafer, I want to thank you so much for talking with us about this with Veterans Day coming up. It's such an important topic. So I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Heather. I appreciate it.
Do you know a veteran in need? After leaving the military, many veterans struggle to find their way home. Because to a veteran, home isn't just a place, it's an idea, a feeling. Nation's Finest understands the challenges veterans face. Through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, we help veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada. For more than 50 years, we've helped thousands of veterans in these communities build happy, healthy, and purposeful lives. And our team is committed to supporting those who've served in their families for another 50. To get help, visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
I'm Heather Vail with the Odyssey Las Vegas Public Affairs Show, and this is your community events calendar for nonprofit initiatives and charity events around the Valley. The 20th annual Movember movement is happening through the month of November as men around the world grow mustaches to help change the face of men's health. This movement helps raise awareness and funds for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health, and suicide prevention. You can create your own webpage to raise awareness and funds or find out more at Movember.com. That's M as in Mary, OVEMBER.com, Movember.com. Three Square's 14th annual holiday match campaign is happening through December 31st. This campaign is designed to double your impact in our community throughout the holiday season, as all donations are matched thanks to the generosity of Nevada Gold Mines, operated by Barrick, Boyd Gaming Corporation, and Intermountain Healthcare. So now, every dollar donated can provide up to 6 meals for hungry residents in Southern Nevada. Donate, volunteer, or find out more at 3square.org. That's 3square.org. Speedway Children's Charities is holding their 10th annual PJ 5K run and 1 mile walk next Sunday, November 12th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. with registration beginning at 3 p.m. at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. You can also register online in advance at speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. That's speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. All participants receive a coupon for $5 off glittering lights at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and if you donate a new pair of PJs, you'll be entered into a drawing for tickets to NASCAR next March. So again, the website, speedwaycharities.org/Las Vegas. Monday's Dark with Mark Chinook is a bi-monthly musical fundraising party at The Space, with each event raising $10,000 for a specific charity in 90 minutes. Upcoming shows include Monday, November 20th at 8 p.m., benefiting Opera Las Vegas. Get tickets or find out more details at mondaysdark.com. That's mondaysdark.com. And Touro University Nevada and the Nevada Homeless Alliance are partnering for the annual Project Homeless Connect event to serve the Las Vegas Valley's homeless and low-income population. It's happening Tuesday, November 21st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cambridge Recreation Center, 3930 Cambridge Street near Boulevard Mall. Physical donations can be dropped off on Monday, November 20th from 2 to 5 p.m. And you can also donate online, sign up to volunteer, or get all the details at NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. That's NevadaHomelessAlliance.org. And the event is called Project Homeless Connect.